Hey, everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me, as always, are my two fantastic co-hosts, Dave and Steve. How's it going, fellas?
Wonderful. A little chilly these days.
It's a little cold out there.
It's not too bad down here, buddy. I'll tell you what. Good day, everybody.
I'll tell you what.
It's warmer.
You know, what is that old saying?
Not warmer much, but a little bit.
What's that saying they got in the South? Send us a Yankee and we'll have him talking right in no time.
Never heard that one.
You ain't far enough South.
Must not be.
And that's coming from a Northern.
Yeah. Oh, episode 49, folks. We're almost there. We're almost somewhere. Recorded Saturday, January 13th, 2024. Show notes will be linked in the description. What we got, guys?
Yeah, well, we went to some bad show notes again. We're getting back into the nasty weather show.
Yeah, they're
notes.
Every bit of about before less we got than on here.
I was flipping through the ticky tack and stuff, and people are raising a friggin' stink about this Peacock channel and the football playoff games that were supposed to be free, but now you got to pay to get Peacock to watch the game today.
I didn't know anything about that.
Oh yeah,
there was some old lady on TikTok. And she was F the NFL. She goes, I've been watching for 50 years, and I paid $399 to get the NFL pass and still can't watch the free game.
Yeah, but I bet they talked about Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
everybody on the social media was raising hell about it.
Taylor Swift has done more for the NFL than Dick Butkus did back in 1986.
They loving her. That's marketing queen. Get all those Swifties in there.
So what's the deal then? We're not able to watch the Super Bowl for free now?
Not the Super Bowl, the playoff game today they couldn't watch.
And that's not like on a regular TV channel
yes,
anymore?
Yes, it is on a regular channel, but some people don't have regular TV anymore, and they're streaming everything through Peacock. Well, Peacock is NBC, and they decided to charge for some of this Peacock, so it isn't free anymore. And Peacock's usually always been free. Like Paramount charges you to watch it, and the same thing with HBO and all of them. So it's hilarious.
Everybody's greedy for the almighty dollar.
Yeah.
They can charge you. Well, just like... You pay for Prime membership, so you get your shipped to your house that you buy off of Amazon for free.
Right. And you get to watch TV.
Oh, we include Amazon Music, Amazon Video, all this free Amazon stuff. And then you go to watch Amazon Prime and you hit on a movie. Well, that'll be $5.99. Oh, that'll be $9.99. I already paid for it.
Yeah. Well, some of them are free. Some of them are not free. Yeah.
We talk about this on my other shows a lot. The whole thing with the streaming platforms is kind of, I don't know, we kind of got caught up in our own shit, you know, because back in the day, this is what we wanted, right? We didn't like paying for cable bills.
Yeah, I'm paying for everything you didn't watch. Yeah,
all the stuff you didn't watch. So then, you know, we're given this thing
but
where
then
it's kind of...
How much was cable back in the day? $100 a month for all?
I remember it was $49.
Okay, so now you got to pay $70 for one streaming, another $30 and $20.
Yeah,
next thing you know, you got $500 a month and five streaming channels. Where you could have got all that shit for free for the cable.
They snuck it in on us, though, because it's not $100 coming out at one time. You know, you got one, like, Hulu come out this week.
I canceled Netflix. And... Screw them. They raised it $5. They didn't give me anything else. Screw them. I canceled it. I don't need it.
I think we're to the point now where you can almost live without Netflix because, I don't know.
Every streaming service pretty much has the same movies.
But everybody's got good shows on it anymore.
Well, yeah, they all do.
I noticed, though, is if there's one movie that you actually like to watch an old movie, say Dukes of Hazzard or something like that, and you punch it in, that'd be $3.99. What?
Why am I
paying for old crap to watch? It's been out for 30 years, you know? It's terrible.
I've got another method I like to use.
Yeah, we won't talk about that on
there. We just steal them.
Oh, steal.
Can you say pirate?
Steal is pirate. I don't like that word either. I prefer archive.
Bamboozle?
kind of like the 49 cents and you get 63 albums or CDs. And then
I see old Columbia House probably.
Oh, no. 12, 10 12, grand, dude. 12 8-track tapes for a penny.
Yep.
See, we used to do that, but we give the address next door, and you see them come, you go over and get them. And
yeah. I know that.
And then your mom and dad's like, how'd you get 300 CDs?
You know, it was
pay for one, get 199 free.
Yeah. So that,
buy
that
one,
company.
Get 299. They're out of Columbus, Indiana.
Are they still around?
No, they were out of Terre Haute, and I used to haul the jewel cases for them.
Jewels?
Yeah.
I think I hauled some of them
CD
too
cases when they were back in the 90s when they was doing a lot of CDs. And they literally made the CDs right there. It wasn't the same CDs you would get in the store. They were licensed to it.
Oh, they're licensed.
Yeah. They were struggling because they was getting these kids, you know, signed up for this stuff, and they couldn't legally
pay.
Yeah, you couldn't legally make them pay. You can't take a 12-year-old to collections court, you know.
It has a little box at the bottom that said check here if you're 18. Well, hell yeah.
I was 12 when I signed up for that back in the day, and I don't remember them asking.
My buddy did that, but he got the CDs, and then he did it all through college, and he did it legit. And then he went ahead and then downloaded them all on the computer. This is back and put them on his computer. And this was right when iPods come out, the little iPods.
iPad.
Yeah. And he started downloading them on there, and then he'd sell the iPads with all that music on it. Good old days.
Where'd you guys go this week? He was whining his chili. Did you get any places that was really nasty or not?
Not really. I didn't.
All I seen was wrecks and stuff out west on all the videos that you'd seen, far as, you know, 20 and 30 car pileups and seeing them.
I posted a couple of those today. Let them go through that. You can
watch them whether bang, here comes another one, bang, here comes another one, here's a car. And you never see them people piling out of the vehicles real fast thinking,
somebody's
coming behind me, I better get out because they're going to smash into me.
You don't want to get out of the car. You'll get squished like a bug. No, you don't.
Why would you want to sit in the car when somebody's going to rear end you and crush you in your car?
Yeah, you want to get off.
You want to get out of your car and get as far away as you can.
Right, but you don't know if that semi's coming 33 seconds after you open that door. You stay in the car until somebody hits you.
Never,
then you get out.
Never. Yep.
You watch them. They don't get out and run.
Oh, no, they don't. And a bunch of them get killed that way, too.
Well, only the ones that are crushed.
You got to get out and you got to get into the tree line. You got to get off the road.
Yeah.
But you got to get away from the road.
If it's foggy and you can't, I'm telling you guys.
I ain't sitting in no car. I ain't going to be sitting duck and get folded up like a cheap tent inside of my car. No.
I'm going to put it in four-wheel drive and just mash it and drive on through the cable and down to the next one.
That's what I probably would do. What you got there, buddy? What you got there? That looks like Steve.
His girlfriend.
It's a reflection of Steve. I'm not sure what you meant to show us there.
His girlfriend
his
next
neighbor.
Door calling. Your neighbor.
My neighbor's calling.
It's Dave's neighbor.
I can't believe she didn't call us on New Year's.
I don't know what happened.
He blocked her.
Well, I'll tell you what. On New Year's there, when Brundage finally got through, and you're like, well, that's not who you was with last year. She was like, her face.
I couldn't see it. It was too many. He was kind of foggy on.
There's quite a few on the screen, I'll tell you.
Yeah. I went to North Carolina this Monday, Tuesday, and it was 50 degrees. And then I come back and, I went to Baraboo. No, I went to Baraboo Monday, Tuesday. And then I went to North Carolina, so.
So you was looking forward to North Carolina after
actually Baraboo was nice. No, it was before everything hit. Yeah.
Oh,
so I didn't have nothing. I went up there. I left Sunday and run 24 all the way across to 39 straight up, just because I didn't want to piss with Chicago. And
that's the way I was used to it.
You know, it's about 80 miles out of my way in a roundabout way, but it's not.
But you have your nerves and your sanity by the time you get where you're going.
It's kind of like me. I'm going to run down to Carrollton, Georgia, and I'll run 69 down to 24 into Nashville. That way is so much nicer than running 65.
Crashville.
Yeah. Well, I got to go through it either way. Can't get around it. I have to go through it. Well, I take the bypasses around it, but then I take 65. And I got to give Clyde credit because he says we used to run down to Atlanta and over, but it's easier just to take 65 down to Birmingham and run 20 straight across right into it. It's about 50 miles farther, but I get to go by Talladega track. And traffic's never bad on 20 down there, so.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that. So
keeps out of Atlanta, I guess.
Atlanta's terrible, man. Just from Knoxville, even.
They need another bypass that's 50 miles outside of town to go around it.
Yeah, kind of like they did Nashville, but they only got it halfway built around there. That 8, what is it, 865?
860 or something, yeah.
And it's only halfway around it, but so. I don't know what Bill did. Bill was kind of Brett's bitch this week. Kind of, he ran 10 trailers. He worked.
No, I did flatbed Monday. I took off with empty flatbed out to Westford, Ohio, Virginia, over there. Picked up a load over of mats in the middle of a hole in the ground, and I took them back to Muncie. And then Tuesday, I took a load of mats out of the yard out to. It's over by Rensselaer and Remington and all that in that area over there. Delivered those, come all the way back to St. Joe, picked up another load of brand new mats, took those back down to Muncie.
So how big is the stockpile at the shop there of mats?
Some of these sites are getting brand new ones for some reason instead of those.
We have three customers that we're keeping them for right now.
So, question is, how big a pile of mud and dirt do they have that's knocked off the mats they bring back up
there? Oh, by the way, it's pretty clean. You don't realize our boss. We have three Bobcats now. We have two front end loaders now.
Yeah, I don't. Whatever.
And you know. We bought a MIDI excavator.
Now, how can Mike be in all of them at the same time?
I don't know.
Mike ain't doing it no more. They hired Gabe back.
Did he ever say anything to you guys about what I posted on the Facebook page? I said congratulations to Misty.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Or Mike, Misty's husband, for
he made a joke about Mike's not having good health problems. He's having some heart problems.
Oh, is he?
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about that.
But. Yeah, Dave, just put it out in the front.
Yeah, you just put that right out there on Main Street.
Hey,
I'm all heart, so I'll do what I want. let me put it this
hope
way.
Hope you get better, Mikey.
That was a
That's
freebie.
Right. Quit smoking. Get out there and do
quit
some exercise.
For God's sake, quit smoking.
Get some exercise, you fat fuck.
Quit the damn smoking. We'll feel sorry for you.
Easy.
Oh, shit.
But,
well, what do you got here for some news, Dave? I've seen you put a bunch down here.
Well, it's that time of the year.
The snow the wrecks
It's the Demolition Derby survey out there. So, and I even cleaned them up so Bill can nail them perfect.
Quick, before we start this, have you seen the one video? I keep seeing it a lot of times. The video of the guy pulling, and I don't know where it's at, if it's in the UK or in the United States or what. There's a dude pulling two gasoline tankers, and he goes from the right lane all the way to the left lane, three lanes, up on top of the concrete divider at a bridge, and kaboom!
Yes, I did.
Rolls it over, and that thing just fireballs, and all them cars are like scattered.
Yeah. I also seen the one out in Utah going down the mountain, and he's going slow, and you can tell the wheels are stopped, and his trailer's pushing his other trailer. He's got doubles on, you know, the West Coast doubles, you know, a big one and a little one. Down the mountain he's going, and the guy that's filming is going, I told you it was icy. I don't know what this crazy fool's doing.
Started passing them.
Yeah, and they're only going 2 mile an hour, but he's just sliding by him. So
I don't know, that one video they had, and it was right there on 74 outside, was it Greenwood or something, 70 or 74, where that red Peterbilt had a gas tanker, went right up the overpass, and whoosh! Wrapped her, I mean, full speed, 7 mile an hour, just ramped her up and over like you didn't have no brakes or something. That thing exploded. I mean, humongous fireball.
Our second story is about a little gentleman that didn't have no brakes. As a matter of fact, out there in Utah, so.
Yeah. Roll them out.
We got so, Bill, you going to jump into them?
Hell, all right. Let's see what we got. Okay, so starting off, fatal 43 vehicle pileup on I-40 in New Mexico, blamed on bad weather, driver inattention. Inattention?
Yeah.
Is that a word? Wow. Apparently, I just said it.
How'd you get gray writing instead of black?
I can change it to any color you
want. Well, no. It fades away on later. I'm squinting real hard.
It was just whatever.
I'm just glad I only had to read it once, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is from CDO Life, published January 11th, 2024.
Current.
Yeah, about as current as you're going to get on this show, by God. New Mexico State Police have provided new details on a fatal 43 vehicle pileup on I-40 that occurred during winter weather conditions earlier this week, and that is as of the date that I just told you.
The 11th.
Yeah. According to an NMSP report released on Thursday, the pileup occurred on I-40 around mile marker 291 east of Santa Rosa just before 10 a.m. on January 8th, 2024. The initial investigation indicated that a semi-tractor trailer driven by a 20-year-old from Indianapolis, Indiana, was traveling west on Interstate 40 when, for reasons still under investigation, it rear-ended a passenger van driven by David James Magara, 71 of Neosho, Missouri, and occupied by his 70-year-old passenger, NMSP said. Following this initial crash, a chain reaction pileup occurred, ultimately involving a total of 43 vehicles.
Wow.
Video and images captured at the scene show that many of the vehicles involved were CMVs, or commercial vehicles.
I thought Magara and country music.
Magara and a country music video awards. Yeah. Magara and a passenger were transported to a hospital for treatment, but Magara did not survive. Troopers say that the severity of the injuries to the passenger is unclear. The 21-year-old truck driver involved in the initial crash was not injured. Multiple other injuries were reported. Inclement weather and driver inattention are believed to have contributed to the crash, NMSP said. The crash remains under investigation. I can save them a little time. And
go back to the 21-year-old.
Yeah, I can probably.
And then the 70-year-old driving. And I believe one was maybe going faster than the other one, you think? Just out of dumb luck?
I'm sorry. Maybe. I think it was texting or something to do with the phone. It always is. But
it said winter weather conditions, so.
Yeah, it was bad weather, but that still doesn't mean the idiot probably wasn't driving too fast. And, you know, the 70-year-old people were probably putting along there. And like Bill said, he's driving too fast. Weather's bad. Looking down at his phone, not paying attention.
I mean, am I wrong?
No.
You know?
It happens enough.
Yeah.
So.
Next up.
We'll throw out here a little message. I seen a Instagram before we got started from Mother Trucker that they're trying to raise the insurance rate. And Illinois again, 2 years ago, he tried Governor tried.
$5 million.
Well, yeah, they wanted to take it to $1 million from the $700,000. Now they want to take it up to $5 million.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's like, holy cow, guys.
I want to know where he gets all his breaking information. Does he have a wire that he's getting stuff off of?
He just follows it closer than we do. This is his job.
Can you imagine what kind of show we could put together?
if we could do this all day.
If we applied ourselves, job. Why would we want to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah, he's always that stuff with breaking, you know, the Teamsters or this is on strike or this company's going out of business. And I'm like, how do you get all this information?
Well,
because he's on it right as it's happening, usually or within a day.
Right.
And he's known to, so a lot of people are probably coming.
Sending messages.
Yeah.
He's got a big following and. So, But that's good. Like I said, I like talking to him. He loves us. We send out love, you know, all the love in the world. If we're going to use his stuff, we'll let him know. People check him out. He's pretty good. So
yeah.
So, oh man, here's another
one. We will continue to steal his stuff or right? benefit from his hard work.
We'll piggyback. His hard
Just
work.
Call it piggyback.
All right. So, multiple charges recommended for driver in fiery tool crash.
Tool.
In wake of a report that found the 80% of the trailer brakes non-functional.
Oh, now, hold on. 80% non-functional. Even that if means... you got 20%, they're gonna work.
Well, let him
must have been out of adjustment or no pads or steel metal to metal.
That ain't good. Okay. Well, CDL looks, Life. This it's from Thule CDL Life.
It looks like it's the name of the company because in that picture there's a straight truck or something that has the name on it back here to the left.
Yeah, it might be just a trailer. Yeah.
So it must be a company.
Yeah. Truck looks yellow, so
anyway, this story is again from CDL Life, published January 11th, 2024. My God, we are on it. We are living in the moment.
Give me a free Saturday, you'd be surprised what could happen.
Reckless endangerment charges
recommended.
Your work wife
was busy, huh?
Yeah. He got fired, by the way. You didn't even
know. I
know,
that. Yeah.
Who did?
Mike. Look at Bill dumbfounded like he doesn't
dumbfounded
know.
Who are you talking
he didn't
about?
Know Mike. He didn't know Mike
oh,
got fired?
Oh, that Mike. Yeah.
Our producer?
Now.
Our producer, Mike?
Yeah, I got it. I'm on it.
Okay.
God, we're just putting people's business out on Main Street for everybody to come by and observe.
Well, I want everybody
admire.
To know I had a good movement this morning. And
there you go. Toilet ain't working worth a shit.
Tonight.
I just need
great.
Everybody to know I ain't wearing no pants. And if you want proof,
don't stand up.
Show at 3ftpodcast.org. Reckless endangerment charges recommended.
You need a GoFundMe account, Bill. Fans only. Fans only. That's what it is.
No, yeah.
Make a
only
couple
fans.
Bucks.
Somebody might want to see
maybe you
got to
pay them
for them
to look at you.
Oh. All right. Can we do this now?
Try it again.
All moving right.
on. Reckless endangerment charges recommended for driver in a fiery Thule crash.
And that. Cut. That's what Dave was getting ready to say. I can tell it.
Take two.
Okay. Let's do this one now like you're really interested. And go.
I'm so interested in this. I can't even tell you. In fact, every time he interrupts
I heard
me, I'm glad.
Back of Dave's throat go, ink. I knew he wanted to say that.
Oh, man. Reckless endangerment charges recommended for a driver in fiery Thule crash that, and if I'm mispronouncing your company name, too bad. You shouldn't have been in this crash. That injured 11 people and caused a massive fire at a car dealership. See, they were trying to trade it in.
Now, that's a hair down my ass. You don't. That's not how you say the name.
Again, show at 3ftpodcast.org.
Yeah. All your bad emails to Steve at 3ft.
Steve at 3ftpodcast.org.
I got broad shoulders sent them
we're about
my
to
way,
light
boys.
That inbox up, buddy. Oh, the November 3rd crash in Thule, Utah was...
That was my birthday.
...has been... blamed on
so
both.
That was the name of the town
and the name of the
did
company.
Did you see no when I got to looking a little closer it was T-O-O but there was a D before I don't know it wasn't spelled
Tool,
the same.
Tool Utah is the name of the town.
Gotcha. Roll on 18-wheeler.
I don't know where I'm at but the recent completion of the police report confirms that at the very least the trailer brakes were not functioning correctly.
My vote is he's in his mom's news. Basement Dave.
According forgot to the poor driving trash.
According to Fox 13, police announced the completion of the report on Thursday, January 11th. The report findings state that the initial inspection found approximately 80% of the trailer braking system was not functioning correctly, and that many of the brake systems were likely in a deteriorated state before the accident. The truck itself was completely destroyed. Nothing was.
And how many? How many of us have we heard, just go ahead and take it. It'll be okay. Just baby it. We've got to have it there on time.
Yeah. My last boss.
Utah's not a good place to say that going when it's the breaks.
My last boss.
A lot
boss.
Of hills.
Everybody's heard that, though.
Well, my last boss, before I came where Dave and I are at now, I hook up to a trailer, and I put air to it, and no sound, just nothing. It just wouldn't release. The brakes just wouldn't release. So I call up the boss, and I'm like, hey, I've had air put to this trailer for about 30 minutes. Well, it takes a while sometimes. I'm like, dude, it's been a half an hour. He's like, and then the next thing he says, and I quote, well, when such and such.
Can you get it there?
When such and such hooks to that trailer, he usually just backs them all the way out, and then he paused. So you're right. These guys do want you to drive with no brakes, just to haul the freight.
I like
where's your
trying to back underneath
inch?
A trailer, and you just keep shoving it because
yeah,
it won't sit still to get underneath
lot,
it.
The wheels they don't are, have max for you.
Here, kitty, the kitty, only kitty,
I'll get her there,
the
boss.
Gear.
No problem. I'll get her.
Kitty, kitty, kitty. Come on, hook up.
God.
You gotta,
everybody's
you gotta back
been
it
there.
Up against a
I don't
wall
care who
to keep
you are,
it from happening.
New driver, yeah. Old driver. Everybody's had a boss or some been there and had that done.
Yeah, you got the wrong guy here, though.
And especially when you're standing in front of him, he's going, I got a load for you. And the guy, he answers the phone and goes, man, the driver ought to be there, man. I don't know why he's not there. And then he hangs up and goes, go, he's waiting on you.
He's waiting on you. Oh, God.
Oh, okay. So reading on here.
So this had no brakes.
Yeah. Nothing was deemed able to be inspected as far as determining the cause of the crash.
Excuse me.
When shown photos of the trailer brakes, the owner of the trucking company did agree that if those conditions had been seen in a pre-trip inspection. See, here's what I'm talking about right here.
Deny, deny, deny.
Oh, well, if the driver would have done a proper pre-trip inspection,
oh
that's wouldn't have happened.
Keep reading. It gets better. It's not very long.
If conditions
but
had been seen in pre-trip inspection, the trailer should not have been taken out and used. The owner also did attribute inexperience on the driver's part to the accident. Oh, man, I'm going to go find
pass
you and kick your ass. Based on the report, police recommended reckless endangerment charges for the driver. Charges against the trucking company have also been recommended. The 26-year-old truck driver was described as very distraught and crying periodically, but not hurt in the moments following the wreck. I'm not going to lie. These brakes have been working fine all day, and I was coming down, and they went right to the floor, and there was no air leaks or anything, he said to the officers following the incident. I'm so sorry. I was on the horn and trying to get it to the shop, he stated. He started going down
get
the
it
hill.
To stop.
The horn's not the brake handle. What the hell's he pulling the horn for?
I think he was
hit that trolley lever.
He was on the, yeah, trying to get
it people
stop.
Out of the way kind of deal. Yeah. Yeah.
He started going down the hill into Thule and started gearing down and realized he had no trailer brakes. The report reads, he believed he lost brakes and couldn't get to get the truck to stop. He stated he believed the truck was too heavy and there was malfunction in the trailer. The driver told investigators that he did everything, stating he pulled the emergency buttons. Now, here's what I think happened. He was told to shut up and take the damn load.
Mm-hmm.
And he's young.
That's pure speculation, counsel.
It absolutely is. But when I was young, when the young guys are bullied into doing things.
Yes,
to try
they
to,
are.
You know, they are. They're bullied into doing things because, you know, they feel like they got to pay their dues or whatever. So you're going to take
but
this.
But then you'll get an old timer. Well, back in my day, that's the way we did it. But yeah. I wouldn't have done it like that.
Did you also read in the story where he said he put it in lower gears? So first mistake is you don't try going to lower gears when you're going down the hill.
Okay? Well, he's filling the space with words is all he's doing because he knows he's screwed.
Yes.
And he's trying to
crying always works, Bill. It gets you right out of a ticket.
Yeah.
Ask any lady.
Well, he knows that what he should have done was not take the load.
Right.
But I could be wrong. I'm almost certainly wrong. But in my experience, the young guys get bullied into taking, because it had to be a 26-year-old driver, because an old timer would have never taken that trailer. He'd have told the boss, "I ain't taking it till you fix it."
Right.
Yeah. You know, so
hopefully that isn't what happened, but if it is, you know.
Well, I mean, I think you and I both know it was.
Well, we have seen it. We've lived it. So.
Yep, so there you go.
Oh, I was going to message you this, Bill, off the air, but I'll tell you while I'm thinking about it. My little brother messaged me. He says, "Hey, what's Bill's address? I want to mail him something." And I'm like, "Well, what are you wanting to mail him?" He says, "Well, he sends me a message back later, says, "Hey, I found that t-shirt." And I said, Bucky's. And I said, he's a little on hold right now with that. There's a lawsuit and all this other stuff going on.
Oh, I'll wear that shirt.
And he goes, "Oh, I didn't know that. So if you're wanting it, I'll relay your address and let him send one to you or something."
I will wear it on camera. Because I found
them too. They sell them on Amazon too. I found them.
Oh, everybody's making them. Yeah, it's
so.
No, when that guy told me that, I could tell it was just him, you know, playing the
disgruntled employee
role, you know.
Yeah,
they're not disgruntled there. Have you seen the pay they get when you walk in the door?
They're happier than a three-pecker goat.
If they get one around here a little close, I might think about it.
Oh my gosh. Steve, what is a high-speed chicken feed?
Well, you gotta wait till you get down to it. Bill knows what it is.
I sure do. That's why I ain't got no teeth.
When he reads that story, you're gonna crap in the first place. So
Okay, so it is time for, you guessed it, kids, some of Steve's Believe It or Not. This is what y'all came for, right? Well, we're going to give it to you. We sold you the whole sheet, but
you're only going to need the edge.
Yeah. Yep. All right, the first one's entitled Believe It or Not.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
And I read. A well-known German philosopher, Karl Marx, born 1818, was an economist, historian, sociologist, and political theorist. He had a sister named Anya Marx.
Anya?
Anya Marx.
Keep reading.
Anya Marx.
Get set. Don't fuck it up already, okay, Bill. Okay, come on. I mean, bleep, bleep, bleep.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with a no on this already.
Well,
Anya Marx.
Get
set. Who was an Olympic runner. Of course she was. She was credited with inventing the starter pistol that was used to infamously start all races. This story has been told in so many ways, we are not sure of all the details. The main part of the story is her name that is used in every start. It usually sounds like On Your Mark, yet it was her name that was used, Anya Marx, for her inventing the starter pistol that would start every race. I love this.
Well, you need to do some more research on it, because there is way more than I could look up.
This would be something my boys.
Give me what you think first, and then I'll give you more information.
Okay. I don't know, Dave. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know, man. What was she doing?
You want it to be true.
shooting at her brother, and not, and he's yelling on your mark.
He was well known.
Right.
Well, he's the father of communism, basically.
Right. Yeah, I know who he is. So. I'm saying no.
No bullshit. No,
it's bullshit.
I think it's true.
Well, I don't know the answer because I got this
story. The Onion says it is true.
Well, I got this story on a TikTok, and I'm like, and I'm read. I read all the people, what everybody was saying. I started doing research.
All the quotes.
And it's in Wikipedia. You can't believe Wikipedia for nothing.
No.
And then there's people making jokes about, oh, yeah, she's got a sister, go set low or something. All these other weird ones.
Cousin, you know, you make Hung Dong Low.
Yeah, but I don't know if
her sisters get set.
It sounds like it from most of the stuff you read, everybody was saying it's bullshit. So I'm going to go with it's not true is what I'm going to go with. But I don't know for sure.
Yeah,
there's way too much on the internet about it. And some say no, some say yes.
That is pretty funny. I do love it.
Oh, yeah,
that
I thought it was like too. It. That's why,
yeah,
I,
that is pretty
why
funny.
I looked it up and tried to do a little research on it.
On your mark.
Just listening to it, it makes sense to you. I mean, on your mark. I mean, it sounds the same. That she was an Olympic runner, was the inventor of the starter pistol. I mean, it's got to be BS but all the stuff I read, there's some stuff that supports it, and there's a bunch of stuff that, no, it's BS. So I don't know the answer to this one, but I thought it was funny.
It is. That's a good one. So.
And the number two, the first part of it is the urban legend thing, and then you can read the story, because I think this dude had part of the urban legend. Once you get through it here.
All right, the second one is entitled Black Dog. One of the oldest urban legends is that of the Black Dog. The Black Dog appears as a warning to sleepy truck drivers to get off the road as soon as possible because danger is coming. Supposedly, a trucker has been driving...
When a trucker has been driving
too long, the Black Dog will run in front of the truck before disappearing. When the sudden shock causing the truck driver to become more alert. The legend goes that the Black Dog belonged to a trucker who met an untimely end after falling asleep at the wheel, and his dog now appears to warn others of danger. And... Now,
the story that I put with it, I think this guy probably seen the Black Dog. That's why I put that there.
Yeah.
And it's just titled High Speed Chicken Feed.
Ooh.
And you guys might have heard the story. I don't know.
I have heard.
High Speed Chicken Feed. Drug-fueled trucker drove 3,000 miles nonstop, including through upstate New York. Map shows Gary Riggins' drug-fueled nonstop trip from Seattle to Massachusetts, taking nearly 2 days and traveling through upstate New York. Strange things are afoot at a Circle K this week. Police say a trucker was arrested Tuesday at a gas station in Deerfield, Massachusetts, after a Circle K manager said he was acting erratically and trying to put his credit card in the fuel tank. He had also apparently locked himself out of the tractor trailer. Gary Robbins, 49, a truck driver from Homer, Alaska, reportedly admitted he had been driving nonstop from Seattle, Washington, while whacked out on crystal methamphetamine, LSD, and cocaine. Damn.
That's a hell of a combination, isn't
it? Yeah.
I think I could do without the LSD. And Mama's Little Helper all together there.
And a hard on he couldn't get off.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Get stuck in the steering wheel, hell.
That's a trip roughly 3,000 miles and 44 hours long, according to Google Maps. Deerfield police officer.
Think you could run that far without stopping, Bill?
I'd have to pee.
The furthest I've ever done was out to...
I did 1,600 in one day.
Where's the John Deere place out in Iowa?
Oh, Rock...
Des Moines?
No.
Anyway, out there and back, it was like 22 hours. Yeah. No, it was like, it was about 18 hours, something like that.
My longest one was Cleveland to D.C. and then back to here.
Hey.
Down to Texas and back.
I did a lot of straight from Texas to home. It's amazing what you can do when you're on your way home.
Oh, yeah.
Deerfield Police Officer Adam Sokolic. If you're going to make it up, make up a name of a cop that I can read. Deerfield Police Officer Adam Sokolowski.
It's Polish.
But I feel like I'm making fun of him when I say it all messed up. Told the Boston Herald that they first suspected a medical emergency, but then observed signs consistent with drug use. Gee, what was your first clue? He was argumentative and he had dilated pupils. It was clear he was under the influence of something, the officer said. He was endangering the lives of other people and endangering his own life. Amazingly, Robbins did not injure anyone on the trip, despite not resting on a lengthy trip that went through upstate New York. A study last year found going 17 to 19 hours without sleep led to the performance equivalent of a blood alcohol concentration of 0.05%. Longer periods without sleep were equal to a blood alcohol content of 0.1% or more, well over the legal limit. The National Sleep Foundation says an average of 100,000 crashes per year are caused by fatigued drivers. The officer said Robbins had just delivered a shipment of raspberry roots to a farm in nearby Waitley. Before the incident, he was fueling up the truck when the police stopped him at the gas station. Officers had quite the struggle to get this truck driver to the Bay State Franklin Medical Center, police wrote on Facebook. According to the Greenfield Recorder, police and the Registry of Motor Vehicles immediately revoked Robbins' license and the trailer truck was impounded. A cache of drugs was also found on Robbins. Boston Magazine reports Robbins will face a number of charges, including operating under the influence. He's scheduled to appear in Greenfield District Court. The officer told the Herald that the Circle K employee deserves a big credit for recognizing the driver was acting weird and giving police a call. He encouraged anyone who sees someone acting strangely to contact the authorities. Yeah, this is a true one.
Dave?
Whoa. You're having a little trouble with your bottle there.
Hit the the arm.
I don't believe it's true.
You don't believe it's true?
No.
It is, Dave.
Well.
True story. I caught this on the news earlier in the week, and I looked it up, and I'm like, as far as being on all that stuff and driving that many miles, that's some high-speed chicken feed, Dave.
That is some high-speed chicken feed. I will give you that.
I like this story,
can you imagine being on all that kind of?
No. Couldn't imagine it.
At once? Not I mean, I can remember back in the day popping the old Black Mollies and the 357 Magnums and shit like that, you know, that you could buy at the truck stop right over the counter kind of deal.
Yeah.
The epinephrine.
Upset
you know,
your stomach.
Was it epinephrine or whatever. And, you know, it'd keep you awake for a day or two, but yeah.
Yeah. And make your head get all tingly on top. Make you feel like then you could feel
selling,
your hair
was
growing.
No-dose.
That was just... That
and then they
caffeine.
Built, they came out
Wasn't
with
that just caffeine
Jolt
pills?
Cola. Yeah. Remember that?
The Jolt Cola. I like Jolt. Still to this
supposed
day.
To have, what, twice as much caffeine or something, or three times as much as a regular soda?
It had a lot.
Yep.
All I know is give you the shakes after a while.
Well, it's because you're having caffeine withdrawal, Dave. Okay, I got a joke for you.
Let's have it.
Okay. I got it sort of. Let me get it up here so I can read.
Is it at the bottom of your bottle there?
No, I can use the bottle for glasses, maybe. Okay. This husband and wife were talking. And they were just having a conversation about anything and everything. And the husband looks at his wife and he says, you know what? He says, I want you to tell me something that'll make me happy and sad at the same time. So his wife thinks for a few minutes and she says, I got it. He says, well, what's that? She says, your dick is so big. It's bigger than all your friends. Ba-bum, bump.
Ka-bum.
Hell, my wife ain't never told me nothing like that.
There's a, on TikTok, there's a kid, hey, mom, you ever, and he's telling her jokes, and every joke he tells her is just dirty as shit, and his dad's sitting there just busting up every time, and I'm like, okay. He goes, mom, what's the difference between a light bulb and a pregnant lady? You see his mom rolling around. She don't like any of this.
Somebody's getting screwed here.
He goes, you can unscrew a light bulb. And the dad just, ah! Oh, yeah. Well, we do have the Mid-America Truck Show coming up here in a couple months.
Yeah,
fellas.
Mid-America
what do you think about that?
Show.
What's the booth number, Dave?
600 60057 57.
I'm glad you knew it, because
60,057, Dave, not
6,057.
I'm just never going to remember that.
Y'all got to know what Dave Math is and Dave Speak. And
that's
Dave,
right.
Heimers.
Dave Heimer.
If you ain't figured that out by now, then you need to go back and listen to our backlog, which is getting to be quite substantial.
Yeah, that's right. This is show number 49. Next one's going to be 50. We're going to have to do something special for the 50th.
Oh, I'm sure we'll do another Facebook live stream or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
See who we can get involved in it.
And see if we can get us a special guest.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who I'd like to get was the gentleman that we met up there in Fort Wayne at the Expedite show, the DOT officer that we had up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way,
we mentioned something to him about that. He said something about he had to make sure it was okay.
Yeah, he was being a little cagey.
Yeah. I heard something this week. I don't know, Steve, if you heard this or not, but Georgia does not recognize the pre-pass and has not since 2017.
They changed that a while back.
Even though if you get a green light on your pre-pass when you go by, you're supposed to still stop. And it's like, well,
yeah, that's not
they don't recognize it. They need to shut the damn thing off.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought, well, then why? Because I get the green light all the time.
That's entrapment, pretty much.
Yeah.
It is. You know, well, they're not going to recognize it. They need to shut that device off so it doesn't give a light at all.
Doesn't Georgia have a lot of those? Those ones that, you know, it's got the words on the sign that says driver bypass scale or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's also another one, just like you guys didn't know about for the longest time, and I didn't know, right over there at Convoy, Ohio, which they do the other free thing. It's an app on your phone.
Oh, you mean the one there by,
On 30.
On 30, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, I forget what it's called, and one of the guys gave it to me. I had it on my phone.
That's right, I do remember. Yeah, you
had to
have
register
it on
your truck and everything and set up an account. It was the same as iPass, but it was.
How much was it? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I'm not paying no money.
But you had to take a picture of your truck, get all your DOT, the license plate, you know, all the info, and submit it. So that way, when you were coming up on that scale, it would pop it up on their computer, boom, and when you go by,
alternatively, turn south on Highway 49, go through Convoy, and then across 224 into
Van Wert.
Don't even
come across that way. Go down on 224 and just go right by it.
Yeah.
Or take 101 over to 33 and
but you build me a perfectly good road going around a scale, and that's the one
it's
I'm
called.
Take.
It was called DriveWise. That's what it was called.
DriveWise.
I had to think about it.
Also, this driver on one of his podcasts was in talking to a deal and asked him about that. And the cop goes, we don't determine who's getting the green light or the red light. Usually there's scales out there on the thing. And it's random. It's computerized that if you're coming in, they say now if you have a low CS score, that'll be one that will pick you up more often. And then he said something else contributed to it. Insurance, is there an insurance score out there or something? I didn't understand what he was talking about on the second one, but it picks that up too. But they don't even watch it. The lady says that computer is above our head. We don't concentrate on that one. That one just tells them to come in or go by. So that was kind of neat to at least see and understand how. But every state's different. So
yeah, I was going to say, and every scale house is probably different depending on the
Didn't you have the other app on your phone, the Trucker Path, that let you know? It was 99% accurate on whether scales were open and stuff. And
yeah, the only problem you'd run into is if they were the kind of scale that was opening and closing randomly.
Fill up, run them through. Yeah,
or one guy if he's outside doing a pre-trip on somebody or a stage one.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now. If you're on 30 in Arkansas at Hope, going east, they are never closed. Even on Christmas Day, they are open.
By the way, Virginia, at 4:30 in the morning, coming down 77 this week, was open. The one that's got the scale on one side and the tunnel under the road.
You got to walk
open.
Across.
Yeah, it was open.
Yeah, because they can't afford two scale houses, so they're going to make the driver walk.
Yeah.
And
I get on the PA.
There's a guy that's handicapped.
Yeah, I get on the PA.
Wheelchair
says,
out and,
I can't make it that far. I can drive down to the next exit and come back and we'll talk. But besides that, you carry your ass over to me. So, well, we've been on here about an hour, boys.
Yeah, getting there. That drive-wise, though, there was that one, and I was just pulled it up there. It was one that does the thing to let you know that there's scales, sort of like the Trucker Path, but that one you're able to actually enter information so you can bypass them, though, just like the pre-pass kind of deal. So
I left Lafargo. One day we get all that snow. I was 2,000 over on my gross, even though I know where I'm at. I loaded to 44,000 like I always do.
So did you just slide your seat forward a couple notches, or?
No, I drove in the wet roads until it spliced most of the chunks off of it.
Well, they'll give you it's that time of year and stuff's froze to you. They give you an allowance. They have to.
I was gonna say because I had it my slider right where I always do, and you know I haul the same amount every day. So, but it was still funny. Don't bite your lip, Bill.
Well, yeah. On your mark, gets it. Bill's going to look at a little bit of that up, I guarantee it.
Probably.
There was so much stuff about it, though, dude. I couldn't read it all.
Well, yeah, I invite the listener to go look it up, too, and let me know what you find out. Show at 3ftpodcast.org. Like and subscribe us on the Facebook, if you will, please. It helps us out a lot.
Make plans this year for your vacation. Come see us at the truck show. We'll be more than grateful.
The Mid-America Trucking Show is going to be at the Louisville Expo Center on March 21st through the 23rd of this year. Be there and be square.
We will be there.
No, I don't know the booth. That's your job. I'm not even going to try.
600,057,057.
Yep. We're talking about. Well, I won't mention it. We've got plans in that. It'll be kind of the same as we did last year. Maybe we're going to add a couple of elements to the setup. I bought some more hardware to kind of widen our. The way we record the interviews and things like that. I can't wait. We're going to have a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun last year.
Yeah.
And
be a little more, less stressful for some of us and get kicked back and enjoy what we're going to do now that
that's
we
right.
I'm going to get Mike one of them harnesses that goes over his shoulder so he can hold the camera for no movement and let him walk around with the big
get him one of those static or the static cameras where it don't move every when you move it around, it stays right on you.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Anyway, we will be back in 2 weeks, And I can't wait. That will be, that'll be episode 50 in 2 weeks. We're going to have to figure something out. So
who's bringing the cake?
Idea, folks.
I'll bring the cake. Somebody we'll do, bring the ice cream.
We'll do, maybe we'll
is
do
her
another
name cake?
I don't matter, but we'll slice it up.
Right down the we middle. Might. I heard it's cracked in the center.
I know it.
I don't know. What do you think, guys? Maybe we'll do another one of those Yeah, we'll do a Facebook Live and everybody that wants to do it.
Well, we'll
so,
see.
So inclined. Maybe, yeah, maybe we'll not. See. I don't know. Maybe not.
Maybe we get some guests. If that works out, we'll do that. And
yeah.
We'll see what happens.
But one way or the other, we will be back, the three of us, in 2 weeks. Until then, I've been Bill.
And this is your old buddy, gray-haired, old, nothing left up on top, Dave.
What was your name?
That grass don't grow on a playground. You notice that up there.
That's because there's too much mud. Thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful week.
See you, folks.